Chapter 2. It's Roosevelt from New York. Roosevelt at Harvard. Theodore Roosevelt would recall his time at Harvard with little enthusiasm. "I thoroughly enjoyed Harvard," he later wrote in his memoirs. "And I am sure it did me good, but only in the general effect, for there was very little in my actual studies which helped me in afterlife." This less than enthusiastic assessment of Harvard's academic usefulness may have resulted from the fact that Roosevelt entered Harvard with the ambition of becoming a natural scientist. His courses were dominated by natural history and languages. Of his 29 classes, Roosevelt took 6 in natural history and 9 in languages, including German, Italian, French, Latin, and Greek. His classes did reflect the abiding interest in natural history that would lead to his contributions to the cause of conservation, but they gave no insight into his future political career, other than one class on Anglo-American constitutional history and one on political economy. For Harvard's influence on the young Roosevelt, one must look beyond the classroom, not only to the university's boxing ring and social clubs, but also to the parlors of the Boston Brahmin merchant princes. If there was one experience in Roosevelt's life that threatened to sever his New York roots, it was not his time in the West. Nor was it the long periods of his political career that he spent posted in Washington, D.C. Instead, it was Roosevelt's 4 years as a Harvard undergraduate that gravely challenged his New York connections. While many Roosevelt biographers have closely examined Harvard as it existed under its reforming president, Charles Eliot, few have looked at the way in which Harvard was inextricably entwined with a small group of leading Boston families. Theodore Roosevelt's 4 years at Harvard were also 4 years spent in Boston and its environs. Harvard's close identification with Boston and its small, closed, interrelated upper class begs the question why Roosevelt's father decided to send his namesake there. The scions of New York's top families, if they attended college at all, usually went closer to home, to Columbia, Yale, or Princeton. Neither.